You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And to take over, yes.
I heard you. I went off on Andrew for his pumpkin spice love yesterday, Dom.
That's the best he could muster. Oh, it's so good. The immortal lines that can't be beaten. Summertime, Andrew, and
I don't even remember. But
living is hard,
and the living is easy.
Living is easy, yeah.
And you're sweating your bones off.
How can you beat that?
Shorts and hoodie is my that's my go-to thing. My wife hates it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm one of those crazy people that wears shorts and hoodies in, like, November and December, too.
Yeah.
Dr. James Amino Corey did that. Okay.
Yeah.
Dan, a little background when you were over in Port Richmond. What are the odds on this? Not that I don't wish them well, but this is a bold thing. I'm reading at the Inquirer, a huge French restaurant from Chef George Sabatino, opens in Kensington. 2205. Let me get it this right here. Give them a plug. Well, I don't like French food, so I wouldn't be a customer.
What's wrong with French food? It's
expensive.
It's expensive. And
French food.
There might be
pumpkin spice.
Dinner tabs will run $70 each. There might be a snail in there. 2205 North Front Street. Oh my God.
2205. Wait, where is that though? Is that is that actually bad Kensington, or is that like headline Kensington?
It's all of Kensington.
Yeah, it's literally two blocks away from Norris Square Park.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, front and Emerald
Needle
Street.
Point, yeah. Front and there you go. Yeah, so, all right. Good luck with that. That's coming to Kensington. President Trump.
Julio's Pizza is pretty famous right across the street, though, and they do pretty well for themselves.
Okay, but a French restaurant.
Yeah, French. I don't know how many bougie people from Center City are going to be driving in.
Yeah, can we see them with
Kensington
their,
and walking a couple blocks if we get there?
Their
French onion soup.
Yeah, putting them out at 2205 North Front. All right. President Trump's going to make an announcement, apparently a Defense Department announcement, at 2 o'clock. The betting odds, they're moving the space program, the space branch of government or of military to Huntsville, Alabama. If that's all it is, we're still going to go to it because he's been teasing us, but we'll see if that's what it is or not.
I think it's something different.
When
he was in his cabinet meeting, Hegseth kind of said, I hope by the time we're here next couple of days that we're representing the Department of War. You don't think it's going to be an official name change to the Department of War that he kind of held off?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But now, if it is, I oppose that. I mean, we don't want to, I'm surprised. We don't want unending wars. Department of Defense in this is fine. That's what we're doing. We're not trying to start wars. We're defending the homeland. You know, America first. We're not going to be aggressive and in all these places. Kind of surprised if he makes the case. No, of why he wants Department of War, not Department of Defense.
That's why I changed the name in the first place. Well, however many decades or centuries ago, that's why they changed it in the first place.
We don't want to be out there in wars and all. I mean, that's one of his greatest legacies. We want to be just defending the homeland, whatever's going to defend America. All right, we have this guy, Ryan Daniels, on. I may see him in January. I've been invited to give a big speech in Oklahoma City. Oh, my God. He's the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma, Ryan Walters. So there was quite an attack when he came up with this test that would be given to teachers, all teachers, I think. But he said, particularly if you're coming from a blue state to teach in Oklahoma, I found out over the weekend that Prager University, Dennis Prager, public intellectual, was working with him on it. I'm going to give you there's two big questions here that the other side doesn't like. A lot of them are a basic civics test. But anyhow, they had enough money, they put it on the front page of the New York Times, an ad, and it says, turn to page A7, the Sunday Times. I bet that could be $100,000. So good for them. Here's the question, multiple choice. Who has the ultimate right to direct a child's education? Superintendent of schools, federal government, teacher, or parents? If you can't answer that, correct answer, parents. It has that tenor. There's a gender question on here. What are the first three words of the Constitution? Who were the first three U.S. presidents? When was the Declaration of Independence adopted? Who was president during the Great Depression? How did the Cold War end? Soviet Union collapse is the answer. What was Abraham Lincoln's primary reason for waging the Civil War? Now, that one gets a lot of contention back and forth. The answer is to preserve the Union. Let's see. What are the two parts of the U.S. Congress? Who signs bills into law? Why do some states have more representatives than others? What's the supreme law of the United States? Constitution. Who's the father of the country? Which national holiday honors those who died serving in the U.S. military? Questions like that. So why did this cause such a stir, the way it was packaged? Now I have the questions in front of me. We're going to get them on. Which chromosome pair determine biological sex in humans? XX/XY. That's one of them, I think. The other, maybe the parents. Does somebody really want to say that parents are not the principal driver of a kid's education? When you go over this test, there should be nothing in here that's controversial, other than maybe those two questions that I gave you. Is somebody seriously going to argue the parents are not the sole person or the leading person determining a kid's education? Really? And the other one about gender, are they going to die on that hill? Apparently Democrats are. So this test is under fire still. Those are the questions. It's not, do you pledge a loyalty oath to Donald Trump? Are you a commie? They're not doing stuff like that. It's simply straight up a bunch of questions that measure your knowledge of civics, basically, and recognizing that parents are the driving force when it comes to the education of a kid. So again, because they have the money, they were able to put that out there. You can take the test, PragerU. You can find it, New York Times, and see how you do. I bet most people are getting in the 90 percentile, not higher. Why would teachers not be able to deal with a test like this? NEA, AFT gone wild over this. Another fascist attempt, cult of Trump. I don't see anything in here that does anything like this. Why is freedom of religion important to American identity? Correct answer, it protects religious choice from government control. What did the Supreme Court do in the 2025 Maryland case, Mahmoud versus Taylor? Public schools cannot require participation in LGBTQ theme instruction without parental opt-out. Remember that? The opt-out thing. A question about Martin Luther King Jr. How in the world will this create such controversy? Because anything that plays around with the idea that there are right answers and also that a teacher base of knowledge should know these things. How can you teach if these things are foreign to you? Or if you object to them? Are you objecting to the parent question? A lot of these people would. The teachers' unions would. They think they're the professionals. and the parents are essentially just along for the ride. They pay for stuff and all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to put up with it, but we know what to do. All right, 855-839-1210. Jack Cettarelli here at 1:30. A lot to catch up on with him, including this surge in the polls, but more importantly, on the ground. I think I saw him on Twitter at 5-6 parades yesterday. Mikey Sherrill, not so much. Why are we still seeing these people that ran against him not endorse? I mean, it's unforgivable. This is a major race. This is heart and soul. Whoever wins this is going to have momentum going into the midterms, going to have a story to tell. There'll be a breakdown. If you win Jersey in this climate, it's another shot at Democrats' credibility on anything. And the big thing Democrats are trying to determine, should they talk about their plans for the economy, which are not good, and the other side of Democrats say, no, no, no. We have to say Trump's a fascist, and that's where we're going. That's going to be the theme of Back to School. The NEA president, who wouldn't come on the show after she said she would, Becky Pringle, at the summer meeting, saying fascism is the thing they're going to look at with students this year and organize, et cetera. Randy Weingarten, who we're hoping to get on the show with her new book, Why Fascists Fear Public School Teachers. What? Both of them. Fascism, not reading, writing, and reason. You know, none of those things. Fascism. That's the order of the day. All right, let's go to David, Lexington, South Carolina, and David's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Dom. You know, before I do my side answer, I've got a comment about the election that I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer, but a while back you pointed out how Jersey is the leading state for people leaving, correct?
Yes. Most years, Dean Van Lines and the like, they say, right. Yes, it's number one. Yes.
My fear, and again, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I promise I'm not. My fear is that those are mostly people leaving for politics. And if that's the case, that's going to be hard. That I hope that's not a factor is what I'm kind of getting
well,
at.
Well, it is a factor. I get what you're saying, that year after year, people are fleeing because of these policies. You're right. But what we're seeing is more and more people, it's like the Matrix. They're waking up. And they're saying, yeah, I mean, this is unconscionable. I can't continue like this. And they're actually, independents, for example, David, are breaking for Jack Cettarelli.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
But to your point, this is not a way. This is going to come down to one point either way. So that's why this radio station, because South Jersey is where Cettarelli scored the last time. He's got to score even a little bit more this time.
Right. Okay. Like I said, I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I want that not to be a factor. But, yeah, for my side answer, this might cause some people to cringe a little bit, but I'm going to go with Andy, point me to the buffet, Reed.
Yeah.
Tom, are you a fan of Reed?
No, I'm not. No? I had an Andy Reed incident. I'm set up, and the guy's there with me to ask him a few questions at the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I get out there. The choir's doing all this. And I'm, you know, standing there face to face with Andy Reid. And I said, mm-hmm. Well, you know, what did people say to you how to adjust here in Philadelphia? You hear that all the time. And he was dismissive. And I'm like, This guy is everything. Like, Dan, I'm right there. The choir, I can barely hear. You imagine the big mustache and the whole thing going.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
just such a likable individual, though.
Well, he is now.
I mean, at WIP, when he was in the Super Bowl, we did a whole week dedication to the guy.
Yeah,
you know?
But back then, when he first came here, remember, the time is yours, and then he wouldn't answer anything.
Yeah.
So the choir, I'm saying, the Mormon choir. Come on, Andy.
Well, I like I said, I knew that would make some people cringe a little bit, but I thought I'd throw it out there.
Good answer. Thank you. And Dan, you think the handler was just appalled. He was ready to jump in and say, come on, stop it. That's a legit question, isn't it? You know, what were you told coming here that you'd have to adjust to? I thought that might break the ice a little. I didn't. It wasn't attacking. I didn't say, hey, stop throwing the ball so much.
What
did
you ask him about his grooming? You know, what does he use to make his mustache?
Mustache, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
He was big then, too. Much bigger than now. Really big. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. We got the side question going. Dom's Money Melody a little bit later in the show today. Are those questions out of bounds? What would be out of bounds about them? We'll talk with Jack Ciattarelli. Schools, school choice, things of that nature are big in this race. And again, sadly, the radio guy and the comedian guy, neither one has endorsed. Now, are there people behind Ciattarelli? We'll see. I mean, that's a big group of people that are out there that have to be energized in order to get them to vote and defeat Phil Murphy and the gang and Mikey Sherrill and the whole gang. 855-839-1210. All right, first, though, I'm headed over to Dr. Bentz's today. A little, look-see at the dental implant. And I've told you about that, and I've told you over 10 years now, if you can imagine, my dentist, Dr. Bentz, friend, board-certified prosthodontist, but I have some exciting news to add to that. Dr. Bentz is now expanding his services and availability, and you know, that's important. Important that there are more hours, more opportunity to fit your schedule. With a new prostodontist, not just a dentist, a new prostodontist joining the team in September. We're in September, it's happening now. So if you're a patient, you have complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or if you're a general dentist that can use some backup on complicated cases, Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. We tell you about this all the time. I'm thrilled with my work with Dr. Bentz over 10 years. Just the uptick in the things that I do every day that are simple but give great oral health. Get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule your appointment now with Dr. Bentz. Get that initial evaluation. You'll talk with him, size him up. He'll tell you what he sees. And then you're off to great dental care. You reach him at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone system.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/free and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/free. openphone.com/free.
Here's a few questions for you from California Psychics. Do your workdays seem to go on forever? Is your career progression as fast as downtown traffic? Or does your boss still not know your name?
Hey, you, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay? It's Carrie, ma'am. Just get it done, Terry.
It's time to read the career warning signs and talk to California Psychics. We're always on hand to give you the career guidance you need. You see, we only connect you with the very best. In fact, 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us don't make the grade. That's why we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. So you could soon be telling your boss where to stick that report.
Where are you going, Terry? Terry!
Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Crash Proof Retirement Show will air before and after Penn State football this Saturday. Tune in at 11 a.m., then again right after the game to learn how to create your own Crash Proof Retirement game plan.
Just like our offensive line protects our star quarterback, plumbers protect the health of the nation. And Philadelphia Plumbers Union Local 690 is no different. In hospitals, commercial, industrial, and residential, with the best trained plumbers in the world, you can be sure your project is done on time and on budget, no matter how big or small. So when your business needs to build new or expand existing facilities, you can count on the members of Plumbers Union Local 690. Visit plumbers690.org.
Shopping for an engagement ring can feel a lot like shopping for a used car. You walk in, you're not sure who to trust, and you're wondering if you're getting the real deal or a good sales pitch. That's why people are turning to Family and Company Jewelers. They're changing the game with full transparency, no pressure, no commissions, and now every piece of jewelry in the showcase has the price right there on display. No surprises, no haggling, just real value from our friends at Family and Company Jewelers. Doing things right. Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey.
Hey, it's Nick. Join me on the first Wednesday morning of every month for 1210 WPHT's Veteran Spotlight, a program where we shine a spotlight on one outstanding local veteran in partnership with the Travis Mannion Foundation, celebrating their remarkable commitment to community service and their exceptional service in the military. This week, we are honoring Josh Jabin, United States Marine Corps vet, and his contribution to the veteran community. Presented by Window Nation. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com.
Now back to the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. You know, we often have a contest. Who is the wildest out there on the left? This Chicago president of their teachers union. I over the years, and I monitor this stuff, their teachers union is probably the most thuggish, the wildest, the most out of control of getting what they want. She has said there are children, more so than most. Here's her take on what is, where the national focus is now, Chicago in crisis. It's guesstimated, they don't still have the number over Labor Day, 8 or 9 killed, 58 shot. If that's not a crisis, if that's what you can accept every week, do the math. Comes out to like 2,500 people shot. Not only that, people miss all those bullets flying around that could hit somebody. Here's what she said is the answer.
What
to stop this carnage.
Incredibly concerned about crime in your city when we saw 50 people shot, 7 fatally just over the weekend. And the argument can be made then that there needs to be some federal assistance in order to make both you and your students and those families safer.
And I would agree, federal assistance is needed. So restore the Medicaid cuts. Make sure that young people have SNAP benefits. Rebuild and fund our Department of Education. You can give that $1 million a day to people who need support and housing and care.
But what does that do to address the crime situation in your city? I understand those grievances, but what does that do to keep people safe who feel, frankly, like our big cities are unsafe?
Well, what it has done already in Chicago has led to the precipitous decline in crime under this mayor. He has reopened mental health care clinics. He has reconstructed school libraries. He's giving young people jobs. When you embrace people and fight poverty instead of humanity and dignity, you can make a crime rate grow down, and you can make people feel safe and supported, and you can reaffirm our commitment to democracy in this country. He has it wrong. We're not asking for troops. We're asking for public education to be funded. We're not asking for troops. We're asking for Medicaid for all. We're not asking for troops. We're asking for affordability and affordable housing.
All right. So here's the game. Throw the word democracy in there. It's the same old story with a couple of twists. One, if you do these things, suddenly people that are committed to a life of crime, violence, indiscriminate shooting are going to turn around. How much have we spent all the way back to the worst president, I would say one of the worst humans ever, Lyndon Baines Johnson, who doesn't get enough discredit with the war on poverty to now? You can't calculate it, even from the federal government as an entity, the trillions and trillions of dollars. We've tried that. We've done it. We've broken down families, and they continue to enunciate it. And this Chicago Teachers Union president, as I said, is just a walking illustration of this. Right past the question, the anchor could have jumped in again and saying, are you really saying that that's going to stop people taking to the streets? They're doing that because they don't have enough government benefits. Last week, Joe Scarborough, of all people, had on the mayor and said to him, all right, let's say we put all that federal money back in. Would you still not want 5,000 more cops? And the guy just kept on talking about more federal money, would not answer. They won't answer. Not National Guard, just cops. They don't want that. This is what they are about. And finally, it took someone as out of the box as Trump to bring it to a head with what's happening in Washington. Now, it doesn't mean they're still not, and people keep on. You mean they're willing to die on this hill? And Scott Jennings and I are joined at the hip on it, probably be on again this week. Yes, they still believe that they can say stuff like this, and it's a winning issue. It's not on this one. It's not on the trans issue. It's not on the tax on tips and things of that nature. You're not going to win on it. Well, why continue to do it? Because that's what they believe in, and they can't. Trump, the beauty of Trump is it's such a force, Democrats cannot masquerade enough anymore. He doesn't allow it. They have to take a side. And the side they're taking now is no, this is not a crisis. This is something acceptable, and or just give us more federal money and shut up. Not going to win. Maybe in Illinois, maybe some sectors of Chicago. That's not the point. The broader thing as we head into the midterms, Democrats do not want to. I mean, Gavin Newsom over the weekend surged the highway patrol. He's one of the guys on the smarter. Look, we can mock the hair and all. By the way, I'm an aficionado of hair. It's great hair. Seen it up close. Didn't see a danger flake at all. And he had a blue suit on. But aside from that, he is at least on the right track. He's got a fig leaf in front of him. I surged the highway patrol. That's different than the National Guard. Now, it's minor. How much can they really do surging the highway patrol in California? The other Democrats can't even do that. Do you hear Josh Shapiro saying, here's what we're going to do here? Here's what I'm surging? No, no. He's just trying to lie low on it. He's smart enough to realize this is a loser. A place like Philadelphia could really benefit from this because it is not as out of control as Chicago. You could see even greater results much quicker than you can see in a place like Chicago. My greatest fear, and I'm not making it up, is that in Chicago, it's so Wild West out of control that you may see them fire on the National Guard. And we have a real difficult situation. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey, the hot governor's race. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. I am totally with you with Mr. Spadia. He might as well be a disc jockey to me at this point. If he agreed with everything he went on the campaign trail about, he should be supporting, for better or worse, he should be supporting Cittarelli right now for the better good.
Yeah, and he's got a major, major platform in Jersey, one of the top five, I would say. And this sabotage is what he's up to. He doesn't want Cittarelli to have two terms. He'd have to wait 8 years to run again versus four. That's what it's about.
Well, then who is he running for in the first place, himself or the state of New Jersey? And you have all these political pundits out there that say, well, that's the way politics goes. Hey, you put your people ahead of politics. I'm sorry. That's not the game. That's the way the game evolved. But it shouldn't be that way. Who's going to turn the tide? Shame on him. And I have ties with Mr. Spadia through that radio station. So he should be ashamed of himself at this point. The other thing I wanted to tell you is, Lyndon Baines Johnson, he's the one who turned my parents from Kennedy Democrats into staunch, very staunch Republicans in the state of New Jersey. That guy was a pariah.
The all-timer, Obama put it on steroids, but think of the programs that don't work. Even Head Start, I'm very critical of. The money, the trillions, and what he did to families through all this largesse and breaking him down, Joe. He's the architect of Chicago and places like that.
And you can make a case for, I can't go back beyond him to say anyone else was a warmonger in either party. You know, he was the consummate warmonger.
Exactly. Joe, a little tight on time. Cittarelli in the on-deck circle. Who's your Andy?
My Andy was the sweetheart of all sweethearts. From The Sound of Music to Mary Poppins until she disrobed during Victor Victoria, and that was that broke my heart. Julie Andrews.
All right, I have to look at that film there. All right, here's the message coming up on YouTube. Jack Cittarelli, Jack for Governor. New ad out. Jack will fix it. The man of the hour, Jack Cittarelli, joins us. Then we'll take more of your calls here on Talk Radio 1210.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, this is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. I've been talking about myself for all these years. Now it's time for you to hear from one of our great clients.
Investor Schooling lives up to the promises. Larry's a great teacher, teaches about the whole new approach to thinking about money. I've taken to heart many of the things that he's taught me, and my financial life has improved.
Come to Investor Schooling, and you could be just like Charlie and change your financial life. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. We will see you Thursday.
Keep free speech alive.
Follow 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
All right, Dom Giordano's show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's always an honor to bring on the man who really is going to fix Jersey. And also, since he was bold enough on the Zioli show, the capital of the sauce people, to say, sorry, Rich, it's gravy. There was a lot of pushback. There was a lot of tension on that. I was so glad to witness that live. Let's go to Jack Cetarelli here on Talk Radio 1210. Jack, you stood your ground. Artfully done. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, it's great to be with you. And yes, in our house, it is gravy. It's not pasta. It's macaroni. And because we make 100 meatballs at a time, we bake them. We don't fry them.
I don't know if that's a Zioli meatball. He's pretty good at that. Jack, we saw the first fall ad. Thanks to Matt Rooney, had it up. I saw it on SaveJersey.com. And again, you must be hearing this on the campaign trail. And you are a New Jerseyan, unlike your opponent. So you get it. People don't want pronouns in sanctuary cities. Jackson Township just saying they're out of Jersey because of that. They want the problems fixed. Affordability is what we're told is the problem.
It really is, and it's all about taxes. Our individuals and our businesses don't pay the highest taxes in the nation. I'll reduce the size and cost of our state government to afford a tax cut for both our individuals and businesses. And, of course, we've also seen what's going on with monthly electric bills, making New Jersey all the more unaffordable. So I'll pull us out of Reggie. That saves $300 million for ratepayers on day one. We'll start producing electricity again via natural gas and nuclear. To hell with the wind farms off the Jersey Shore. They were never going to be able to satisfy our energy needs, and not to mention they're terribly expensive. And we'll get back to having a rational energy plan. So we can fix all these things. We just need the right kind of leadership.
And Jack, that's a key thing. You just said it there too. Belief. Sometimes it's hard, if I were in Jersey, to say no one can fix this stuff. So that's the right attitude, that the problems are not out of thin air. They were created by these policies and these people like Murphy. And the thing that you often emphasize, the number of people that are not from Jersey, they can't understand it. They can't bond with that. They have to walk around and make it up constantly.
Well, we've seen this with Corzine. He wasn't from New Jersey, and that didn't work out so well. We've seen it now with Murphy, who was not from New Jersey, and it's not working out so well. My opponent's not from New Jersey. I think that's why every time she's asked a question about the things that bother New Jerseyans every single day, she doesn't have an answer. So I don't think there's anyone who's ever been more ill-prepared to take on the governorship than my opponent, Don. But no worries. We're going to win this race.
Jack, at the congressional level, you know, post-Labor Day, Politico and others looking at this, and they believe there will be a showdown vote on members of Congress and the stock market, inside information, allegedly, that kind of thing. Ilhan Omar had to file recently. She's worth upwards of $30 million. Your opponent on a morning show in New York essentially said they may be worth $7 million, but the husband is the one that handles all that. How can she answer for it?
Well, actually, she increased her wealth by $7 million since the time she got from Congress. This is an issue of character, Dom. Now let's think about this. The New York Times reports that while she was sitting on the House Armed Services Committee, she was trading defense stocks. Okay? She went into a House Intelligence Committee, and this was the week before the pandemic was declared, and came out of that committee meeting and dumped all of her stocks before the stock market crashed. There's nothing people hate more than somebody that used a public office to enrich themselves. And even if everything she did was perfectly legal, that doesn't make it right. The perception is terrible.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking at a story that broke yesterday, and I see your spokesperson was on it. Undecided independents. This is NJ.com. More likely to vote for Jack Ciattarelli than your opponent in the governor's race. Have you guys identified, is there a one issue, Jack? Is it an overall feel? Because that's one of the keys to where we are at this point, people that are independents.
And the middle class is hurting like never before. And the electricity rates have only made it worse and brought it home for a great many people who are opening up their monthly bill and wondering what it is they did wrong, or did they miss a monthly payment, or did the meter not function properly? So this is the case all across New Jersey. No governor's had better chance to solve these issues than Phil Murphy with a budget that's up from $36 billion to $60 billion in 8 years' time. It's 70% up, and yet everything's only gotten worse. And my opponents endorsed every one of his failed policies, tax and spend policies, public education policies, law enforcement policies, housing. It's been a failure across the board, and she supported every one of those policies. So that's what this election's all about.
Jack, usually over the years, I wouldn't look at the lieutenant governor candidates, except there's such a contrast. You have a guy who essentially is a cop, a sheriff, and I admire these guys from Morris County. It's an academic and a guy on the Cheryl's side who is pretty much a DEI aficionado, is in that circle, his income and everything else, something that you would think you would run away from at this point, or at least masquerade, cop on one side, law enforcement, DEI on the other.
I don't understand it one bit, but the one thing that her lieutenant governor and her have in common is they're both in hiding. Do you see these people out in the community each and every day shaking hands, engaging with New Jerseyans, talking about what their solutions are? They're nowhere to be found. In fact, my opponent last week just turned down the third debate invitation from CBS Channel 2 News out of New York. So there'll be no third debate. She's got to by law, she's got to participate in two. But she turned down a third debate. We've seen this time and time again. But I really appreciate, Dom, you bringing up the qualifications of my lieutenant governor. Jim Gannon, the sheriff of Morris County, is a 40-year decorated local law enforcement officer. Started out on the beat 40 years ago in Booton Township. Great guy, knows his business. And we're making a very loud and clear statement that we support law enforcement. They've been demoralized, and we're going to have their back and let them do their job at keeping our community safe.
Jack, you mentioned two debates by law. I was unclear on that. Okay, so, you know, it's always suspect to me. And I say it when it's a Republican, too. maybe because of what I do, and I think Rich joins in. If you can't debate, if you're not asking for a huge number of debates, it's fine to be out there meeting the people and all that stuff. But we have to see you time after time in debates with your opponent, because people under stress reveal themselves. So she's refusing. There will be just two debates at this point?
There'll be the minimum two that are required by law.
Okay.
As I said, she just turned down a third, and I'm not surprised one bit. I mean, when she does make a public appearance, she's got her favorite three-ring binder with her, with a speech prepared by congressional staffers who also are not from New Jersey. And listen, people are going to start paying really close attention now, Dom, over the last 2 months of the campaign, and there couldn't be a more stark difference between the two of us. So I welcome the comparison.
Parting area for you, Jack. The issue of parental rights, the issue of school choice is near and dear to me, and I think in New Jersey it is huge. How is this playing out in the campaign? You're on the trail. Your guy said, it's going to be a lot of parades. I said, all right, let's do Tuesday, not Monday. It looked like you were at 7 or 8 parades yesterday. So the parental rights issue and schools, and it seems to me that New Jersey, look, I would give credit, all the spending, all the money, it was maybe in the top 10 states across the country, maybe. It seems to have slipped from that, and the emphasis is the governor's wife and the issue of climate. Homeschooling is under fire now, and there's a lot of homeschoolers in Jersey. They're afraid they're going to be forced into a curriculum, which is one of the reasons why they're not in the public schools. Talk about that for a bit.
Dom, I appreciate you bringing that up. Just last week, I participated in a press conference hosted by the New Jersey Homeschool Association. 80,000 children are homeschooled in New Jersey. To the best of my knowledge, they're on grade level for reading, writing, and math. And what the Democrats have done, and my opponent supports, are bills that make it virtually impossible to homeschool your kid. And if you do get the approval, they want you to build into the homeschool curriculum some of the very things that caused you to leave the public school curriculum to begin with. I don't think that's right. And I don't support that bill. And so last week we participated in that press conference to make it clear that when I'm governor, we'll respect parental rights. We'll have a parent's bill of rights in New Jersey. My attorney general and my commissioner of education will respect parental rights. We'll have a new school curriculum, and we will not have policy 5756. We won't be keeping secrets from parents anymore when I'm governor. That's immoral, it's indecent, it's wrong, and it's dangerous.
Jack, one of the real tells, if I were moderating debate with the two of you, and I would frame this if it took me a half hour so that both sides would have to tell me something, is, say, in the first couple of weeks of your term as governor, something that is so important to you and something that you see as a governor being able to do, even if there's pushback, what would it be? We just talked about one, I think, in the sanctuary state stuff. But what is the core that you would try to accomplish?
I've said all along, Dom, executive order number one is
right.
We get rid of sanctuary cities.
Exactly.
We get rid of us being a sanctuary state. We should not be encouraging illegal immigration. And we shouldn't be handcuffing our local law enforcement in any way. There are things that they cannot do to keep our community safe when there's a sanctuary city or us being a sanctuary state that ends on day one. It's one of the top three or four issues in the state. People do not like that policy.
Jack, if you've seen this, I don't think they like the idea. If I'm across the bridge here in Pennsylvania, I have to pay full rate if I go to a Jersey school. But if I'm here illegally, I'm treated as if I'm same thing as someone who's legal. Pam Bondi won in Kentucky with this, where they're now rescinding that. So kind of hoping that will come up, because people say the logic is flawed with that. Jack, how do we help? Volunteering, funding, where are you going to be, do you know, in South Jersey, in our listening area, anytime soon?
I'm sure I'm going to be there sometime soon, Dom. I usually don't know today's schedule
okay.
until I wake up in the morning and look at today's schedule. So,
okay.
You know, we were in South Jersey a whole lot over the holiday weekend. We're up in North Jersey today. I just left Mercer County, and I'm on my way to Morris County, and then we'll wrap it up tonight. I believe it's in Essex County. So, you know, we're out there on the trail each and every day. I make it a point to try to touch each one of our 21 counties at least once every week. And that's what I do. Picked up in the state. I'm happy to do it.
Website, Jack, where people can go, more information to see all this, help out. What do they do?
Jack4NJ.com. That's the number 4, Dom. jack4nj.com. You can learn a whole lot about the campaign and my whereabouts, where I am on the issues, the various coalitions that are out there that support my candidacy, and, of course, contribute if you're so inclined.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. Nice work as usual. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dom.
All right, Jack Cetarelli here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. Again, this is a very, very close down-to-the-wire type of thing. Ilhan Omar admitting in a filing now she's worth upwards maybe of $30 million, she and the husband. And Jack, Mikey Sherrill, according to New York Times, and I think her own admission, increasing her wealth by $7 million. It may be legal, maybe unethical, yeah, and something that people just say, no, you can't be inside this stuff and then making a tremendous number of stock trades. That's going to be coming up for a vote sometime in September, probably. Not sure how Congress will go on that because a lot of them are in on it. It'll be a tell. All right, phone lines, though, hit us on the side question. All-time Andy, Andre, any of those, you can hit us with that. Scott Presser will be here at 2 o'clock. We'll dip into President Trump. Some major announcement. Is it Department of Defense becomes Department of War? Is it the space program? Is it something else? The story of the day that floors me is this betting outfit that we tell you the odds on all the time. Some of them are fun. Having to lower the odds to 1-1 that Trump will not finish his term because they were getting so much money at 3-1 odds that people think that's a good bet. We'll check and see if they're betting 1-1 odds. That's impossible to imagine. They'd be flooded with millions of dollars on the 3-1 even. Got to have much higher odds than that. And Dan, what was it with FanDuel?
Plus 210 for Kyle Schwarber to hit a home run yesterday. Yeah.
Right, versus Trump finishing his term.
Yeah.
All right. 855-839-1210.
Get ready for
your workouts will
stay tuned for.
Are you tired of?
You can skip a lot of things in life, but not everything. With Citizens, get the advice and tools you need to financially handle all of life's unskippable moments. So you're ready for your best friend's wedding, a broken down car, your kid getting into their dream school, and every expense in between. From making a plan to staying on track, make sense of your money with Citizens. Get started at citizensbank.com/made ready.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-525-7718. 800-525-7718. 800-525-7718.
Moms and dads, do you wish you could know where your kids' shoes are at all times? Now you can with Skechers' newest Apple AirTag-compatible sneakers, Find My Skechers. There's a clever hidden AirTag compartment under the shoe's insole. It's sleek, secure, and your child can't feel or see it. Then you can check where your kids' shoes are on the Find My app. Plus, they're available for boys and girls. Get Find My Skechers at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever kids' shoes are sold. Apple AirTags sold separately.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19.
Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You can now tune in to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Dom time. So the SEPTA battle takes a new turn. The Philadelphia Eagles just announced they don't want you coming down there if you don't have a game ticket. Now, they don't say somehow or another you'll be rejected from the lot. Dan, I would say it's probably thousands of people that don't have a game ticket just go for tailgating, right?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Or Xfinity Live?
Yeah,
just go down
exactly.
To
right.
Absorb
yeah.
all the camaraderie.
You know what? That's not a good move by the Eagles. They're hurting Xfinity Live. I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know? And they're saying they want you in your seat by 7:45. Game time is not till what, 8:20-ish? Kickoff something, or alleged fraudulent kickoff. But anyhow, SEPTA says there will be a 20% decrease in all service. No longer extra express trains for the crowds on game days. That cut, see, they're not able to cut the school kids going to school because Sherelle Parker's jumped in on that. I don't know if she's going to jump in with money for the Eagles game, or is this going to be the pain game to make people realize that you got to pay SEPTA or there's big trouble. They say that they will open at 1:30. Wow. I mean, will there actually be traffic jams at 1:30? For an 8:20 game?
I hope not, because I'm driving past it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, well, I got to go home from here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. All right, so...
That's what I'm saying, like 1:30. No way you're going to have traffic at 1:30.
These people are deranged for the tailgate,
yeah.
And now...
It's fear-mongering is what it is.
Think so. Yeah, I was going to say, we notice Phillies games, there's a lot more tailgating, too, which I don't get. The football thing is a little bit different, but gates will open at 1:30. Yeah, maybe 3 or 4 o'clock, it'll start to be a good deal of traffic. But no, people ought to be allowed to go down there. They're going to go to Xfinity. They watch a game there, et cetera. Or they tailgate with people they know. What in the world is wrong with that? But it could be getting out of there after the game. So you'll be able to get out of there at some point, as long as you don't wait till the very end of the game. But after the game, yeah, with less SEPTA, there's going to be more difficulty. Why can't SEPTA, why can't Josh Shapiro and others say, all right, just like Sherelle Parker did with the school kids, we're going to cover this. It's a public thing to do that so that we don't cause pain, because they want to cause pain. And is it fear-mongering to say, oh, boy, you better not come if you don't have a ticket to get into the game? How are the ticket prices for this, Dan? Do you have any sense?
I looked the other day.
$500.
$500 for.
Oh my God!
I'm bringing it up right now.
Yeah, who is paying that amount of money?
What's like? Who has that kind of money?
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Maisie
right.
And I were trying to figure out like who can afford to go stand in the nosebleeds for $454.
Right. It's a miserable experience too. I know it's Dallas.
Oh wow, a big deal here, Dom.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Only $372 for the cheapest standing room only seat right now.
Standing room only.
Standing room only. $372. Andrew,
wow.
Are you going tomorrow?
No, I'm not. If I watch, I will be watching for at home on the
television.
If
I watch? What do we have over here? Not
what the heck is going on with this guy? Oh, that's right.
I'm holding up my hat.
Gosh. Yeah, you got the hat. Yeah, well, anyhow.
It's the other Pennsylvania team.
Steelers,
that's my team.
The Tush Push, see, that's why you should call it that rather than the Brotherly Shove, has a new sponsor
with
the Eagles.
Really?
Dude Wipes.
Oh, I like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got
to use those
right?
Dude Wipes every time you get
it. Yeah, very fitting, isn't it?
I don't know if the NFL announcers will say Dude Wipes brings you this Tush Push now per game.
I'm sure somebody said worse. By accident.
Yeah, well, but it's not the Brotherly Shove.
This lawn mowing brought to you by Manscaped.
I would say it is one of the top, it's in my top 10 all-time breaks in sports that is genius. The number one being, who's the guy that threw the first forward pass in football? Can you imagine there were no forward pass, they were killing each other running the ball. Suddenly a guy said, well, there's nothing in the rules, you can throw a forward pass. And there we were off to the races.
1906, St. Louis University, Bradbury Robinson.
That
what a great name.
Can you top
Bradbury Robinson?
Of anything? The second place would be the Fosbury flop.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
No, nobody cares that much about high jumps.
Yeah, but as far as a breakthrough, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it's
like,
a sport.
But you got a 3-point shot in the NBA?
Well, that was regrettable. I'm not going to put that
in. Well, you want to go back to the days of no 3-pointers?
Yes, yeah, I just think it's gone.
The first person to ever cork a bat in the MLB?
Okay.
Well, how about baseball? When people first started playing baseball, they pitched underhand.
Yeah.
Like slow pitch softball. And then somebody, like you said, realized, well, it's not against the rules if I throw hard overhand.
That's a very good one.
Or how about the first person to not use a granny shot when taking a free throw in basketball?
Well, there you go.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Fosbury flop, though.
No.
To see a guy running down and then turning backwards was like, oh, my God. Could that be legal? Of course.
Yeah, that one balance beam trick, too, is real revolutionary.
All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys again. I hope you had a great weekend.
Thank you.
I'm looking at, like, you see the whack jobs on the social media on the left, you know, praying for him to die and doing all these crazy things.
But, Robert, 1-1 odd. We got to get these betting people on, Andy. You're being charged. I'm sorry, Robert. I'm marking that down. I got to get them on the mark. How much money could people be betting that they lowered it from 3-1 to 1-1?
That's just a shown. But, see, the thing is, Dom, as crazy as they're getting, while this might be good for us as Republicans, if they want to run AOC, we're going to win, and that's great. But as an American, it makes me sad, Dom, because we need two healthy, sane parties.
Exactly.
And until we have that, we're never going to be as great as we could be. Yes, we can be great because Republicans are going to do what needs to be done. But the Democrats need to pull their heads out of their butts, man, because they are completely ruining this country, whether they win or not. Just the dialogue. They're killing the dialogue. There's no healthy dialogue anymore, Dom. You know?
Yeah, no, it's very hard to find. Look, I'm going to go out of bounds here, but Newsom is getting that in what he's doing, surging the Chicago Highway Patrol, for example, Robert. I mean, I don't agree with his policies, but he knows exactly what we're talking about. He's got to appeal to their base, but he's got to try to pretend that crime is a problem.
Well, right after they're telling us that he's not imitating him, he's just trying to make him look bad, and then he turns around and does this, which indicates he really is trying to imitate him, but he's just trying to do it in a way that's more palatable to his supporters, as crazy as they are.
Exactly.
But I'll get to the side answer, because I was thinking of it. Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy, I was thinking about that answer while you were playing Pringle and you were talking about Randy Weingartner, and it occurred to me, I'm surprised that they didn't come up with a third Raggedy doll. You know what I mean? Because Raggedy Ann is the girl. Raggedy Andy is the boy. I'm surprised they didn't come up with a third one and call it, like, Raggedy Androgynous or something. You know?
Well put. Outside the box as usual. There we go. We're hearing it, Robert. Dan's
got it. At least the kids would learn a long word in process, you know, androgynous. You guys have a great day,
Thank
Dom.
You,
I'm loving the show, man.
Thank you. Guy always delivers. By the way, Dan, you weren't here yesterday. Somebody said sign of apocalypse. Joe of Exton calls in and doesn't say good afternoon. And right on cue at about 2:15, he calls in and says, good afternoon, Dom. They all have their brand. Earl of Tacconi's got his, too. He's coming up. But the great Scott Presler, Mike Gibson, I know it drives you nuts on Twitter. Scott Presler next, and Trump at the White House. What will he announce at 2 o'clock? Well, maybe a bit late. We'll see here on Talk Radio 1210.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Why should you hire America's largest injury law firm for your case? There's lots of reasons. Just like there's a reason millions of people called us last year in their time of need. When it comes to fighting for justice and compensation, millions of people across the country trust us to go to battle for them. We became the largest injury law firm in the world for a reason. There's only one Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Injured? Dial pound law or visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Fans are free.
hit the road this season to watch our world champion football team. Book your trip with Fans of Philly. Trips are now available for pre-order to Kansas City, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, and more. Travel in style with transportation, a pregame party, and game tickets to enjoy the birds on the road this season with Fans of Philly. The official travel partner of 94 WIP and the Eagles Radio Network. Book now at fansofphilly.com. That's fans with a PH of Philly.com.
At Tax Relief Advocates, we get it. Thinking about back taxes to the IRS can be very unsettling. Don't lose hope. With thousands of five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, TRA is resolving taxpayers' delinquent tax problems nationwide once and for all. We could significantly reduce and even eliminate what you owe the IRS. If you haven't filed your taxes in years or are already facing collections, we can help. We aren't just some run-of-the-mill tax service company. We specialize in helping individuals and businesses with $10,000, $50,000, or even $500,000 in back taxes get speedy resolution. And in many cases, only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. The IRS isn't going anywhere, and neither is your tax problem. To see what tax relief you qualify for, visit TRA.com or call 800-335-8578. 800-335-8578. Again, that's 800-335-8578. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's a harsh fact. 40% of women and almost 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. And if you think this is just a cosmetic problem, think again. Varicose or spider veins, if left untreated, can lead to swollen or discolored legs, cramping, the inability to stand or walk, neuropathy, even worse, blood clots, which can travel to other parts of your body. But here's the good news. Advanced Medical Vein Treatment Centers offers plans that treat and cure the condition, not just cover up. Grab your phone, take down this number, and call 800-597-7992. That's 800-597-7992. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information on how you can live your life to the fullest again. Walk, exercise, sleep well. Your vein problems will not go away on their own, and in time can lead to major health issues. Call Advanced Medical Vein today for free information on fast and easy solutions that are covered by most insurance plans, Medicare included. Call 800-597-7992. That's 800-597-7992 today.
It is Dom time. President Trump will make an announcement from the Oval Office, but first, we're going to go to our guy in thick or thin. I know he's pressed today for a bit of time, but the great Scott Presler at his 2 o'clock house call, roughly, every Monday here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, what's up today? You sound like big action with you.
Happy Tuesday. So, yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.